What do you think about the NRL's no-fault policy? I'll give you a bit of a rundown of what it's all about. So the no-fault policy, stand down any player facing charges for the duration of their case. That's simply what it is. Obviously, the NRL, over a fair period of time, have had a lot of altercations and allegations and situations.
Very negative.
That are terrible and horrible So they've come up with this idea. They're probably going to put forward this week and make it a thing. It's about a 90% going to happen, where if you've had an allegation put against you on any sort of offence outside of the football circle as well in the NRL, that you are to be stood down for the time period until it's actually sorted out and found what's happened.
Yeah, got it.
And then the punishment comes.
Yeah.
Is that putting the horse before the cart just a bit? 13-27-10, do you agree with this idea of having players who have had things alleged against them to be stood down for the period of time until it's been sorted out?
What do you think?
I think it opens a can of worms for a lot of more problems than it would solve, to be honest.
How?
Well, if allegations come across on someone and they get stood down, they get, you know, the name out there as well, that this is happening, and then it turns out that they're innocent and have been found unequivocally innocent, why were they stood down?
They're like getting punished already and it's an allegation.
The punishment is coming before the crime has been proven.
And I think the NRL have probably come across with this idea or this way of going about things because they're trying to make it more of a deterrent. So, okay, boys, this has been happening. You know what? You want to go out and have a big night out? Cool. Maybe don't drink more than you know you should. Maybe steer clear of this guy who has a bit of a reputation when it comes to his fist. You know, like it's saying, be smarter, use your brain, engage it.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you still can't have allegations thrown at you, and it doesn't mean you're responsible for other people, but steer clear of the rubbish and get your, you know, start behaving better.
I agree. I think that's the idea behind it from the NRL.
Have some responsibility in the choices you're making and the culture that we're, you know, seeing.
That's right. We need a change, and it starts in the individual's head first, which is absolutely right. You're spot
because
on.
Because you don't want to get caught up in that. So if you don't want to get caught up in it, steer clear.
But that doesn't stop the allegations coming from someone who, you know, in my head, the scenario, we've got a really hard team to play up in a couple of weeks or whatever. Let's get someone to allege something against their star player. Then their star player has to be put down under the sideline for however long until it's sorted out.
Can,
and then they find out, there was nothing.
A whole other world of legal pain if you make up false accusations.
Yeah, but doing
well,
is this going to cover what may happen? And by the way, if you're found guilty of doing any of these things, I personally think banned for life.
You're done.
Yeah. Get out. We don't need that in the game.
Yep, no tolerance.
But if it's an allegation, you should still have the right to do what you do in your life and play your sport until that has been proven. You can't put the punishment before the crime. Triple M, who's this?
It's the groundsman.
Groundsman?
Well, the no-fault policy, how does it sit with you?
Yeah, mate, I think it's a great idea. It's going to mean that if a top player is a naughty boy, he's out, and that's good for the game.
Yeah.
We don't need these highly paid sports people misbehaving with domestic violence, and at the present moment, it's drugs and domestic violence.
Agreed.
Is their biggest issue.
Agreed.
And they need to be stood down straight away. If you work in a government department and there's an allegation made, you're stood down, usually on pay. But
what if you're innocent? What if you're innocent?
Wait on,
mate.
So you're saying they're doing that in government?
But hang on.
That's how the policy rolls there.
Yeah, the government policy states if you're allegated, you're stood down until it's fully investigated, and then by that stage your name's already tarnished, so you can't go back to work there anyway.
It's bad.
I can't see how that's right, though.
Football players, most of the time, these football players, it's already hit Facebook, and there's evidence that they are responsible. and they're being unresponsible.
Yeah, but evidence in a social media or evidence in a court of law. Like, you've got these things happening, Groundsman, and then, like, if you haven't done anything and just had allegations, you've got that tarnished name, you've been stood down from your job, and you've done nothing. You've just had allegations put against you.
Yeah, but, I mean, nine times out of ten, they're not.
Yeah, but what about that one time?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Oh,
your name's tarnished. Word go. Once you hit social media, it's game over for you anyway.
Yeah.
You're either going to be the laughing stock or a hero. Your hero to zero, real quick.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.